Welcome and thanks for tuning in to the Restoration Foursquare Church Podcast. We are so glad that you are joining us today. For today's podcast, as we continue our journey through the book of Romans in our Nothing Real series, today's teaching is entitled, Unmute Your Faith. So prepare your hearts for an encouraging and challenging message from God. Enjoy and God bless. Nothing Will series through the book of Romans. And I'm very excited about that. He has entrusted to me Romans 10. And so Romans 10 is one of my favorite passages because it's Paul sharing his heart for Israel. But in the meat of this chapter, God reveals salvation. He reveals his plan for family. And he also reveals his mission. And so wherever you are in your journey with Jesus, my prayer is that your response will allow you to walk in a place to where in every aspect of your life, you will unmute your faith. Unmute your faith. And so the scriptures will be behind me on Romans chapter 10. I'm reading from the New King James translation, but just follow along on the screen if you did not bring your Bibles. Let's go ahead and dig deep into this because I love this chapter. It really shows the heart of God and multiple invitations from God to us. So let's read together. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law, for righteousness to everyone who believes. For Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law. The man who does these things shall live by them. But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who will descend into the abyss? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess, everybody say confess. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever, everybody say whoever, calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But I want you to look at these next few questions right here and really, really take these questions in personally as I read this. Verse 14, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, indeed. Their sound has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. But I say, did Israel not know? First, Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy by those who are not a nation. I will move you to anger by a foolish nation. But Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found by those who did not even seek me. I was made manifest to those who did not ask for me. But to Israel, he says, all day long, I have stretched out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people. So we're in our journey of Romans, Nothing Will series. We're learning that nothing can separate us from the love of God and from his people. And we're now in Romans 10. And in Romans 10, we're nearing the end of the book. And Paul is still in this mode of expressing his brokenness for his people and his brothers and sisters in Israel. He loves them. He's broken for them because they've resisted God over and over through Moses and the law and the prophets, and they've been resistant. And he wants them to receive Jesus. In Romans 9, Pastor Jordan beautifully preached to take our hand off and to let the potter do what the potter does. And how Romans 9 ends that Jesus is the stumbling stone that's been tripping Israel up because they've been trying to achieve a righteousness all on their own, but they're trying to skip over Jesus. And they're trying to use the law in a way that they can achieve their own righteousness by not submitting to the righteousness of God. And so we're going to walk through Romans 10 again and kind of pick it apart a little bit. But my prayer is that wherever your journey of Jesus is, that you would unmute your faith. Because in here, the Holy Spirit is using Paul to address the power of confession. And so let's go back to Romans 10, verse 1, and see what Israel's issue was. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. Verse 2, for I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. Israel was very passionate about the law. During the Old Testament, that's how God established a relationship with them. But they missed the bigger picture. They got so hung up on the law that they forgot the law led them to Jesus. Because the law on its own is powerless to help you live a godly life before God. It actually shows your helplessness. And so the law brought them to Jesus, but they didn't get it. They had this really strong passion. But see, that's the problem. Passion without submission is poison. It's poisonous. Because your passion is not rooted in a solid foundation from the Lord. Anybody like Alabama football? Auburn football? Oh, that's a dirty word in this church. Roll Tide, right? You ever seen a bandwagon kind of fan? They kind of flip-flop, real passionate for a while when they win maybe 10 games. That passion is poisonous, man, because they just keep flip-flopping. Same thing with this, because Israel, they didn't realize that God's righteousness was Jesus. It was Jesus, his son that he sent to us to save us from our sin, to save us from our selfishness. But they missed it. And so they begin to try to achieve a righteousness in and of themselves. And that unrooted or unestablished passion became very poisonous to many in Israel. Not all of Israel. There is a remnant, praise God. But many of them rejected Christ. God's righteousness is Christ. And God is looking for us to respond to him in faith. And that faith has to be unmuted. Because the Bible says, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Right? And so God's shipping process of salvation requires our surrender response of faith. This is the gospel. We messed up. God made us for relationship. And so to restore us into complete intimacy with him, he sends Jesus. I had a friend who describes salvation in this way. Imagine you have a bank account and that Jesus has a bank account. And in your bank account, you have sin, you have lust, you have pride, you have all your mistakes from your past, all your selfishness that grieves the heart of God. And then you have the account of Jesus. In his account is perfection, flawless, pure, holy, righteous. And so what God did to ship salvation to us, to those who confess with their mouth that Jesus is Lord and give their life to him and surrender, knowing that God raised him from the dead, God takes our bank account that's filthy, put it on Jesus for us on the cross. And those who put their faith in Jesus for the forgiveness of sins, God takes Jesus' perfect bank account, cha-ching, baby, salvation on that account. It's a beautiful, beautiful shipping process of salvation, and it's through faith. And so God wants to be intimate with us in a way where we have that personal relationship with him, and it's through faith. So at the end of this, if you don't know Jesus, if you don't know what this Christian stuff is all about, you have an opportunity today to unmute your faith. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9, because it can't be on your own. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Unmuting your faith in God's story secures your place in his heart. You have to release that faith from a place of belief in your heart, knowing what God did for you through his son, Christ Jesus. And Paul is addressing this in the book of Romans chapter 10 as he's still expressing a brokenness for the people in Israel. And so faith is a journey, okay? Faith is a journey. For many of us who have given our life to Christ, we unmuted our faith for salvation, right? Let's look at how faith continues. As in Romans 10, let's start at verse 9, Nate. Romans 10, 9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Now listen, verse 12, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. Right here, the Holy Spirit leads Paul to take a shift. I believe he was speaking to Israel. Maybe that was in that Roman congregation. But right here, he goes from looking at them to us, to the church. And right here, there is no distinction between Jew or Greek. When we give our life to Christ, faith, again, like I said, faith is a journey. So that next step in faith is connecting with the family of God, with his community that he is building. Because why? Because there's no distinction between Jew or Greek. There's no separation. There's no wall. God is building something very unique and mysterious and beautiful with Jews and Gentiles. Now, there is a remnant, praise God, of Israel, yes. But even they're going to be grafted back in, man. It's going to be beautiful and powerful. So I want to connect with the family of God. And so if I'm going to really walk with a faith in Jesus, when I give my life to him in salvation, my unmuted faith declares, hey, I have a family of God. I'm not isolated. I'm not alone. I'm not by myself. There is a family that God wants me to connect with. So my first question is this. Has your faith led you to God's family? Look, we have multiple opportunities here at Restoration Church. Multiple. We got Grow Track starting this Wednesday. We have focus groups. We have a Torah class. There's so many ways that you can connect with the body of Christ. But one thing about your faith in Jesus is that it will never lead you to isolation. That's not faith. See, God, in Hebrews, Jesus talks about, if we keep our eyes on him, he is the author and finisher of our faith, right? You know what that reveals to me? Jesus likes to journal. He likes to journal. The Holy Spirit is the pen and God is the publisher, and he wants to put our life on display to tell his story. And so an unmuted faith declares, look, I confess that I've been saved, but I also confess that I need God's family. I need Christ in the body of Christ around me that God's planted me in, because God wants to connect your unmuted faith to his faithfulness of telling his redemptive story. We can't miss this. You weren't designed to be alone, to feel alone. So if your faith is leading you to be alone, what's muting your faith? Something's muting your faith. And we're going to deal with that today. Because the only time you should be alone is if the Holy Spirit led you into a one-on-one encounter with him. But then he'll take you to someone else to share it with. We got to stop being consumer Christians. Because Jesus said, it's better to give than it is to receive. We're going to keep walking through this, but I really want to challenge you because a lot of times we get saved and nothing else happens. Come to Wednesday night growth tracks. All right, that's good. But there is a progression in this journey of faith that leads me to connect constantly with the family of God. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27. 1 Corinthians 12, 27. Now you are the body of Christ and members of it individually. Hebrews 10, 23 through 25 talks about the community of Christ. Listen to this. Let us hold fast, there's that word again, the confession of our hope without wavering. That means not being wish-washy about whether I should connect with my body of Christ or not, whether I should just stay here. Because a lot of times, a lot of times we camp on the wrong side of the cross because we don't move forward past salvation. We get stuck and don't connect with the body of Christ, the ladies and the men and the body of Christ that God wants us to connect with. But his love should carry you there. Look at this. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised God is faithful. Next verse. And let us consider one another, the family of God, in order to stir up love and good works. Why? Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as in the manner of some. That just says that some people broke the habit of meeting together. But some exhorting one another so much more as you see the day approaching. What's the day? Jesus is coming back, and he's coming back for his family. He's not coming back for isolated Christians. We got to be in this thing together. He loves you, yes. You have an individual walk with him, yes. But the individual walk is connected with his individual walk and her individual walk and his individual walk. It's all connected. Can't bypass this. Unmuting your faith will connect you with God's faithfulness to his family. Unmuted faith will lead you to isolation. But see, true faith does not lead you to shame, and shame and isolation are like an evil set of twins when you're isolated. Because you feel like, oh, no one loves me, and I'm all by myself, and no one cares about me. But stop! You have a family of God. Let him lead you to his family. The only time you should be by yourself is with you and God, that one-on-one time with him. But then from there, you connect with the family. Because why? There is no distinction between Jew and Greek. And so this takes me to this is where my heart lives right here, man, this next section of the scriptures. Let's start at verse 13, Nate. Romans 10, 13. I'm going to read through verse 15a. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But then these next questions, listen. Paul's talking to us now. He's talking to the church, those who are in community, who've been saved. Now we're in family, but now Paul's talking to us. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? So who's they? Unbelievers, right? Those who don't know Jesus. And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they, unbelievers, hear without a preacher? Uh-oh, it's about to get personal. And how shall they preach unless they are sent? Now it said they again, but it's not talking about unbelievers. Buddy, that's us. That's men and women, equipped and empowered by the Holy Spirit. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. Man, true faith leads to a true mission. So again, let's go back to our journey. Salvation, woo, came alive to Christ. Angels are rejoicing, praise God. All right, now my unmuted faith declares that I have family, no distinction between Jew and Greek. I got a family, I got a community of believers that can spur me up, encourage me, build me up. But then, Faith should lead to his mission. What is God's mission? Go and make disciples of all nations, teaching them what I've commanded you to teach, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Right? To be a witness of Jesus, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, ends of the earth. That's our purpose. That's our destiny, right? To be on mission. So what happens? This is what happens to many Christians, myself included. We get here full of God's Spirit, saved, got a community. I'm going to growth tracks, going to eat and meet, hanging out, Bible study, praise God. But then Monday rolls around. And then sometimes, all of a sudden, our faith in God and faith in what he's done and faith in his community, we just kind of... But then it's Wednesday again. Yeah, growth tracks. Let's connect with the believers, man. Let me tell you what God did, brother, in my life, man. You be blessed. You be encouraged, man. Oh, yeah. And then it's Sunday. We're worshiping with Pastor Angela. God, you're great. Unmuting my faith. You're great. Walking in confession, receiving from God, being filled. But then Monday rolls around and... And eventually that gets really frustrating because your faith is not designed to do that. Ah. And spiritually we go, ah, man, something is not right. But God has empowered us to unmute our faith. Unmute our faith. It's designed to be released. It's designed to go forth. It's not designed to stay in community because the harvest is out there. The harvest is not in here. Unmute your faith. Because if you don't, you have the temptation to become a spiritual pirate, where you hoard the grace and power and love of God. Unmute your faith. Stop giving the enemy tape to mute your faith on the job, in the marketplace. If your faith on God's mission is muted, you've allowed Satan to put your faith on the bench. Get in the game. People's lives are dependent on it. God wants to communicate who he is through you to them. And if we mute our faith when we leave here, something's wrong with your faith. I won't say it's dead, but it may be dying. Something is hindering what God wants to release through you, what the Holy Spirit wants to do in you and through you. But we get stuck here and we become cooler Christians with these huddles. But a real huddle on a real team, coach says, break, and you go. Why? Because he sends us into the world, not of it, but in it. We're called to be marketplace missionaries, guys. And God is inviting us to unmute our faith and partner our unmuted faith with his faithfulness to telling his story of redemption. God is a masterful storyteller, and he's invited us to be a page that says, God, use me, tell your story on me and through me. I will unmute my faith for your glory. Because there is always, listen, there is always someone on the other side of your obedience that needs Christ. But they won't experience Christ if you mute your faith. And don't worry, you're not alone. Look at this verse in Luke chapter 12. Luke 12, verses 11 through 12. This is a promise from Jesus to us. Now, when they bring you to the synagogues and magistrates and authorities, do not worry about how or what you should answer or what you should say. Luke 12, 12, I love this promise. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. Some translations say that very moment. You can't experience this promise if you mute your faith, because the Holy Spirit will give you words to say in that moment. We see this verse manifest many times in the book of Acts. When Peter and John were before the Sadducees, Holy Spirit gave them exactly what to say in boldness and in confidence and in love. But they had to step out. They didn't stay in the upper room when the Holy Spirit fell. They went forth in power and in love. If your faith on mission is muted, Satan is successfully killing your faith. Because we don't work for grace, we work from grace. Grace empowers us, gives us strength, gives us the words to speak, gives us confidence, gives us the want to. But we have to let his grace do that, and you gotta step out. Man, I'm telling you, GLOW, our gospel laundry outreach we've done here with our college students has changed my life. When Pastor Huey asked me to lead and steward our college ministry here about a year ago, I knew what I was doing. I've done youth ministry most of my life, but college ministry was new. I was doing ministry backwards. I was all about, okay, if we can get a home-cooked meal, pizza for these college students, draw them in with some free stuff, free T-shirts, God will change their life. And he did. Listen, don't misunderstand me. He did. And they came here for prime time, and I mean, it was awesome. We had Bible studies and everything. But my mindset was wrong. We collected quarters, and we went out to Alabama A&M to go to them, to be sent to them. Because the Holy Spirit told me, he's like, look, if you're not going to go, I'm going to throw them to you. And he did. And it changed my life. But more importantly, it changed the lives of the students around us. Because real ministry began to take place. When the Holy Spirit began to give us words to speak, things to pray, prophetic insight, words of knowledge. I mean, it just began to flow. I was like, wow. And God showed me that the harvest is not in here. The harvest is out there. If we think the harvest will just walk up in here, they will very rarely, being honest. You want to experience God? It's good to experience him here. Please don't misunderstand me. Don't misunderstand. He moves here. It's awesome. It's powerful. It's miraculous. It's good. But if we're going to really be a Spirit-led church as one of our core values, we need to have more Spirit-led moments out there versus here. I'm challenging us today because the harvest is so ripe. It is so ripe. People are longing and hungry for real. And we have a real Jesus that we can release to them if we choose to unmute our faith on God's mission. Why? Spare to give and to receive. That's a principle. Yes, it's good to receive from God, but it's better to give it away. And so, if we can follow this streamline of faith, salvation, intimate community, partner with God's mission. Salvation, intimate community, partner with his mission. We begin to experience two things as we begin to unmute our faith. Let's look at Romans chapter 10, verses 16 through 21. And I want to encourage you, because as you begin to be empowered to really be a marketplace missionary on the job, in the bank, in the grocery store, pumping gas, just wherever the Holy Spirit has you and you're in tune with him and you're listening to him and he gives you words to speak, you're going to experience one of two things. You ready? Here we go. Let's read. Romans 10, 16. but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, indeed. Their sound has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. But I say, did Israel not know? First Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy by those who are not a nation. I will move you to anger by a foolish nation. But Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I was made manifest to those who did not ask for me. But to Israel, he says, all day long, I have stretched out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people. You're going to experience two things when you begin to trust the Holy Spirit to walk with an unmuted faith that shares testimonies, that shares what God is doing. You're going to experience two things. You ready? You're going to experience reception or rejection. People will receive what you're saying, or they're going to reject you. And that's okay. It's not about us anyway. So an unmuted faith should not be shaken by the response of people. We love people, but we don't please people. It's about pleasing God, man. It's about being unmuted, having an unmuted faith to share, whether through Facebook or in a real life one-on-one or group context, wherever God has you. They'll either receive it and say, man, what do I have to do to be saved? Or they'll reject it and say, nah, I don't need this Jesus stuff. And that's okay. It happened to Jesus. It will happen to me because I'm following Jesus. You're good. Your faith is secure in the foundation of God's faithfulness. That's the key. God's faithful. God is faithful. Look at his faithfulness in verse 21. All day long, he held his hand out to a disobedient Israel. An Israel who killed the prophets, who rejected God's law, who rebelled time after time after time. But there was a remnant that did choose him throughout the Old Testament. But even then, they provoked God to jealousy with idolatry. But God still said, I will faithfully hold my hands out all day long. Our unmuted faith should partner with that faithfulness of God and to never give up on unmuting our faith on mission. When's the last time you led somebody to Christ? Seriously. When's the last time you discipled somebody? When's the last time you boldly shared your faith on the job with the risk of being fired? When's the last time you took ridicule for the sake of the gospel? Are you more spirit-led here on Wednesdays and Sundays than you are out there? Come on. Let's be real for a second. I was in the barbershop the other day getting a fresh haircut. And there's this gentleman. He was there. And the topic of Jesus came up, which I was thoroughly excited that it did. And you know, you know barbershops, man. Everybody be talking. And when someone starts talking, really talking, everybody kind of leaning that ear in, you know. And that's what's cool, because when you lift up the name of Jesus, what did he say? I will draw all men unto myself, right? It's a promise. And so this gentleman began to talk about Jesus, and he began to express some things that were almost mocking Christ. And the Holy Spirit rose up in me. I was like, oh, no, you ain't gonna talk about my Jesus like that. No way, man, I'm about to step up. God said, calm down, brother. Calm down. Calm yourself. Be at peace. I did not call you to defend me, Aaron. I called you to share me. There's a difference. You got to get this. You got to get this. The guy's cutting my hair. And the Holy Spirit gave me a question to ask him, but it really was a question to the whole group of fellas in there. And the Holy Spirit had me ask a question that Pilate asked Jesus. What is truth? What is truth? And man, the conversation just took off. Everybody answered, and it was unfortunately all wrong. But it encouraged me because it was an opportunity, a divine appointment with the S, because it was more than one guy, to share the true gospel of Jesus Christ with those guys. They all rejected it. It's okay. I asked God, I said, God, next time I get a haircut, please make sure that guy's in there. I want to go again. I want to unmute my faith in the moment. I want to be God's moment-to-moment missionary. I want to unmute my faith even when they reject. I want to connect my faith to the faithfulness of God who did not withdraw his hand from a disobedient, stubborn, pig-headed people. I want my faith to look like the faithfulness of God. And to do that, I must unmute my faith. An unmuted faith should not be muted by negative rejections. Neither should an unmuted faith be puffed up by positive receptions. Remember, it's not about you. It's about God's redemptive story. I'm telling you, man. Jesus loves to write his story in our life. He's the author and finisher of our faith. And he's writing on us. We're his pages. We are his pages. Holy Spirit, write on me. Tell your story through me. Because you will bring this work to completion. And I want to be a part of it. I want to experience your joy as someone gave. Man, just first service. A brother gave his life to Christ. That's what it's about, man. I'm very passionate about this, if you can't tell. Because there are so many people dying. Because we let Satan mute us in the moment. Pastor Huey can't go on mission for you. I can't go on mission for you. You have to make that choice. And here's the key to unmuting your faith. Here's the key. When the Holy Spirit showed me this, I was so joyful because the Holy Spirit empowers us. We looked earlier in this series about Romans 5, how the Holy Spirit pours his love into our hearts. Galatians 5, 6, Nate, throw it up real quick. You go ahead and start playing, Mom. Faith without works is dead, right? For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. Listen to this translation on Galatians 5, 6 in the NIV. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing or working through love. So my question to you is this. If your faith is not working, are you really loving? God says the only thing that counts in his eyes as missional believers is faith working through love. Faith that's patience. Faith that's joyful. 1 Corinthians 13, love. If we're not willing to share, are we really loving people? Our answer for you is no. Because that love is vertical to God. Because love and obedience, they're twins in the kingdom of God. You can't separate the two. You love God, share your faith. Vertical, obedience to God. Horizontal, oh look, I made a cross. Because you love people, you choose to unmute your faith. And then you begin to look like Jesus, that sacrificial love that brings life change to the people in our context, people in the spheres of our influence, people in our local area that need the gospel and that need Jesus. And they need us to unmute our faith. No more tape. Ask God for a megaphone. He'll give it to you. It'll be hard sometimes. It'll be uncomfortable. It'll be awkward. But you know what? The Holy Spirit is greater than all of that, and they need Christ in you. Unmute your faith.
And that's a wrap. Thanks for tuning in to the Restoration Foursquare Church podcast. We hope you were encouraged and empowered by today's message. If God has impacted your life through our church, please email us at amen@r4sq.org. If you'd like to learn more about Restoration Church, please visit our website at www.r4sq.org. We pray you have a great week and God bless.